Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if they need to go back and listen to any prior episodes, you can go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call. And I'm telling you, like, this is about to go major. We'll be starting to do podcasting very soon. And so, you know, you want to tell people, go ahead and take advantage of the access they have to the calls at successwithnicola.com/Power Start Call. Now, this is what we've been talking about. We have been discussing something major, right? A lot of people are not really aware that this call is really designed to help you to build big business. And we coach you Monday through Friday, right? Monday through Friday. When we start talking about today's lesson, I need you guys to understand that when the type of information that is coming down the pike, when it's telling you through the spirit, because I am going to tell you something. It's not like every day I wake up saying I want to power start my day. But I'm going to share with you a lesson that has helped me, that has been a big, big secret, a big, big secret to helping me make more money and having lasting success in my industry. And, you know, we discussed a few things over the last few days. We talked about commitment, and you got to commit. And allow your goals, make sure your goals lines up with God's promises, because now you get the power of God that moves with you even when you don't feel like moving. That is why it has to be God first. That is why it has to be God first. And then, of course, you need to be balanced. So you have to deal with your family and people that are important in your life. It's extremely important that you don't have success without some level of fulfillment, because when you start moving through your business and when people fail you or disappoint you and you don't have people who really love you, just for who you are in your circle, you will not be fulfilled. And so you need to make sure that you're not only making, you know, liaisons with people, that it's all about these fallacies and these facades, that it's really real deal, holy field relationships that you're building. And this will help you to move into massive money, and money won't be the focus. It'll just start running you down. Now, I need you to know is that, of course, that will help you move into making real decisions and taking different actions. But when we started talking about, you know, hustling smart so you don't have to work hard for the rest of your life, if you're not acclimated with your system in your company, and you are one that rubbernecks, you're jumping all over the place, guess what's happening? You are losing ground for you to be able to lead people and have duplication in your business. What I encourage you to do is leverage the systems as well as the mentors and the masters who've been placed in your life. I am telling you right now that a lot of people have been mentored from afar, just plugging in to things that we, when we start talking about today, to things and people and places that really encourage you to be determined and consistent. Now, I need you to understand something right here. I have put in a lot of quality time, not just with mentors, what have you, working on myself, relationship with God. And I'm going to tell you something, whether it's books or in person or what have you, if things are not taking you closer to this in this order, more than likely, even if you start having success, you're going to run into some brick walls. And those walls are going to hit you hard. So we want you to have a GPS. You got to know how to get back on track at any time. And so our word today is coming out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 4. I want you to turn there because we are going to need it. We're going to need to understand how can we connect with people, places, and things that drive us to be disciplined and determined. Disciplined and determined. Some of us are hanging around people that drain our energy, and we're not even realizing they're draining our energy because they come in these packages that look like they're designed to help you, look like they're designed to be companion, look like they're designed to take you to the next level. But I need you to understand this. If it's not leading you to be disciplined and determined, that leads to consistency, you have to now start making conscious deposits. Remember, your mind and your time. These are two invaluable gifts that have been given to us by God. Because I'm going to tell you something. A fool and his money will soon depart. You start losing your mind because you start making money. It's not going to be the same thing of what we're discussing here at Power Start Your Day. So I need us to go in and pray with each other on today. We got to be on one accord. We're at James chapter 1, verse 4. And then we're going to go ahead and read that word. Father God, we come before you on this day. We honor you. We just love you because your majestic power, oh dear Lord, that can love us even when we don't love ourselves. We're thanking you on this day that you've made, and we're glad and we're joyous that you've even made it, and we get another opportunity to be here to make something significant happen in your name. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're coming on one accord and understanding, oh Father God, that we're not looking for popularity contest, but a relationship with you. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're moving steadfast to do great exploits in your name. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're finally walking into being the called out ones, the ecclesia, that we are leading by example. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that when we go at the top, when we take our spot at the top, that we will be a lamp. We will be a light unto the feet of your people. We're honoring you on this day. And as we begin to understand the power of steadfastness, and we begin to understand the power of discipline, the power of determination, and we begin to understand the power of consistency, we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we'll allow your Holy Spirit to minister to us and correct and direct us in those areas. We're thanking you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, for all the people that are being sent to us, the north, south, east, and west. We'll be great stewards, not only just over the resources, the money, but over your people, never leading them astray, leading them back to you from where all of their help truly comes from. We're honoring you, not just with the fruit of our lips, but we're going to do the word that we hear on this day. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. All right, so here we go. James chapter 1, verse 4. And it says, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I got to read that one more time because network marketing is all about things that is going to duplicate or multiply or something is adding. And when we don't have consistency or we don't have discipline, there's no way to have duplication. There's no way to have consistent, effective leadership. And what the word is saying here, like no matter what you see, no matter what happened, you have to be consistent. You have to be a constant, even in the midst of chaos. Many of us fail the test of consistency and steadfastness. So it says here that steadfastness, allow it to have its full effect. And even when things don't look right, the word says that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, meaning that eventually as you continue to be steadfast, everything is going to work itself out. Now, how do we do this? You want to go ahead and you want to come in the queue, because I need you to identify. You should be coming to the call with pen and paper every single day, because I know that the spirit moves and flows, and there's no way I can be talking to you going note by note by note. This is the spirit flowing, and what he says is that you need to connect with people, places, and things that drive you to be disciplined. Now, we know that discipline can sting. People run away from discipline. People run away from people. They're like, oh, they're trying to control me. Listen, if you're controlling yourself, there's no reason for anybody to want to control you. If you're disciplined in the areas that's necessary for leadership, you won't stick out. You won't stick out in the area for the need for correction. Now, let me tell you guys something. No one on this earth is ever going to be perfect. That's why we must embrace correction. That's why we must embrace things that literally will keep us determined, which will lead to consistency. If the industry is based off of high success, it's based off of leadership and duplication, we must be consistent. So now let me tell you something. This doesn't always mean you need company. I have had the biggest aha moments when it was just me and God about things that I need to address or assess or correct in myself or work on. It normally doesn't happen when I'm in the midst of a crowd, because I'm very sensitive to energies and spirits. When I am in big crowds, it's difficult to hear. And so if you are in a place where it's difficult for you to truly hear what God is saying for you, that is the clue. You need to spend more time with God so that you can now begin to muster up, reassess. My mom and I were talking this morning, and as I was on my way back from the gym, and we were sharing, and I was telling her, my mom watched me. Remember, your mother, your parents, they watched you from birth. They were the ones when they put your footprint on the little, blue paper or whatever paper it was at birth, and they watched you, and they know every imperfection of your body, and they know all this stuff, and now you become these grown folk, right? The same thing like in network marketing. You're working with leaders, and they can see when you're kind of, clumsy. You ain't really doing it. Now you get to a place when you've grown, and then now you still don't know how to really pick your company or have time of address or correction. I am going to tell you something. Never run away from anything. People, places, or things that will lead you to discipline and determination, because this leads to consistency. So I'm on the line with my mom, and I would say, Mom, 44 now, and this next year is rolling 45, and I can look back at 25 years. Yes, success, but pain, heartache. I have to address which one of those things were self-inflicted, which one of those things, and I also said, no more. 25 years that will be coming up of all the different things. Yes, it made me, but it also could have broken me. And I said, no, it's time now to be mended and whole so I can go out there and serve the masses. And my mom says to me, you know what? Do you know that some people get all the way in their 60s and they don't even go back and self-reflect? There was no lay blame. There was no, Mom, you could have done something different. Mom, you should have done this. Mom, you did this. So no, it was a total self-assessment of responsibility. And my mom says, you know what? It's time now for you to go to that next level. She said, I hear it. Your conversations are different. She said, now these are some things you need to do. And she gave me some pointers. It's time for you to up-level some skills in some areas, Nikki. I'm watching you, and you are doing an amazing job. But you need to pay more attention to your company. You know to spend more time with your mentors. You know that. But you need to pay attention to anything that brings death to your success. Hello, somebody? She said anything. She said, even if it was me. Sometimes you got to spend additional time with yourself. People are looking for coaching. You don't know that in network marketing, everyone is blessed because you get so much value and rich coaching at no additional fee. If you're working with a company, it may not be your direct sponsor, but it's available. The resources are available. Almost everything is available. But you've got to pay very close attention to anything that brings death to your success, because this will now interrupt your discipline, your determination, and your consistency. So you got to up-level those skills. What are those skills? The listening skills. You got to be able to see beyond what you see. Sometimes you got to invest additional time and even money. Do you think your earnings are only to consume? Absolutely not. You reinvest in training, in additional coaching, in things that will help you grow in those areas. If you're still needy and you always need approval and you always need company to do what you need coaching in that area. And you just got to self-assess and say, you know what? I need to get my coaching in that area. I don't care if it's an additional $20. Let me go find me a CD or what have you. And now not only just listen to it, let me do what it says. Do you understand that in network marketing, one of the biggest reasons why people are not successful is because the same thing has to be said over and over? People just don't hear, even though the secrets are being laid out. But you say, okay, well, why can't they hear? Because they're programmed to work while still not winning. I got silent for that to sink in for a moment. In the corporate world, you could work 40 hours, you could get 60 hours, and you could still never earn more than your boss. They might give you a title. They may give you even additional responsibility. They may even give you the power to fire or hire. But you're not winning. So now you come over in network marketing and you're like, I am kind of hearing what they're saying, but there's no way that all I got to do is be consistent and coachable and be determined and even just follow the leader. There's no way that that's all I got to do and I'm going to get paid more than my work. No way. So you've got to prime your mind to stay on the grind. You have to. But you have to spend time with people, places, and things that will drive you to discipline and determination. So let's say, for instance, for us, we do some accountability calls, and people will say, oh, I got my mind started. I got my day power started, so I don't need discipline. Well, how can you duplicate without discipline? Duplication is a principle that requires discipline and consistency. So if I can't be disciplined and I can't be consistent and I can't work as hard as someone is watching me the same way, with the same spirit, with the same zeal, if no one is watching me, then I need this lesson today. Identify the resources around you. Things that will drive you to discipline and determination. People, places, and things. This will lead to consistency, and you will make more money, have lasting success, And you'll actually love yourself when you take your spot at the top. Let's open up the call this morning. What you got going on, family? Good morning. Good morning. Let's take assessment. Do you have your pen and paper? Good morning, beautiful. Good morning. How you doing? 786-9095. We lit up this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nicola. This is Andy out of Tampa, Florida.
Hey, how are you, Andy?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, this morning I got on a call, and first of all, I want to thank you, you know, for your leadership and mentorship. I'm a newly enrolled agent, and, you know, ever since I got on, I've been listening to the calls every morning. And, you know, you really inspired me and gave me momentum that I need to continue to keep going. So, you know, so right now my weakness is just getting agents. And, you know, I'm following the system. And, you know, you hit the mark this morning by saying that, you know, you'll never benefit the most, you know, working for an employer, because you can work as many hours as you want, but you'll never be able to benefit. And, you know, I'm actually going through that right now, working for a job, man. My job just told me they're going to give me a 35-cent raise. You know, I've been with this company for a little over a month, and I got promoted field training. That's a $60 raise. So that really hit me in the head. And, like, you know, if I take this serious and follow the system and be consistent, you know, I can really change my life, you know. And I love when you say, instead of thinking about the money, you know, be a servant instead, and, you know, everything else would fall in place, you know. So I just want to get on the call and thank you for your leadership and mentorship, and I'm going to continue to listen to your calls every morning to reach to the top.
King Andy, I'm letting you know right now, 35, if you were to look at that, and you just need to say, glory to God, 35 cents to $60 just from one promotion. All I'm telling you, continue to fill that pipeline. We've had people where they would say, you know what, I can easily get people to get my service or my product, but I can't get people to partner with me. You can attract, you're going to attract who you are, not who you want. So as you continue to build and work on yourself, as you continue to do, just like I said, stay with people, places, and things that drives you to determination, drives you to discipline. This will lead to consistency, which now will keep filling your pipeline, which means that now you have to say your script over and over and over. You're going to hear more stories from people. You're going to start seeing where you really are a solution. That confidence is now going to increase your competence. Trust me, I want to hear you 90 days from now with the discipline and the consistency. We have a formula, 5-5-5, five people a day, five times a week, and you do the five question close script or whatever your leader is telling you to do. I need to hear that consistency over 90 days, King Andy, and come back and tell the listeners what happened. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited. Hope to see you in Vegas. Wow, so powerful. I love to hear young men going for what they know. I'm telling you, you in, but you digging in. Good morning, 70-439-07. Write down your resources and tell us who or what people, places, or things. You've got to make sure you're hanging around so that you can now have consistency. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Felicia Browner out of Athens, Georgia.
Hey.
With me, consistency is I'm going to continue to post on social media as I do. I'm in some groups that I've posted in, and I've had a lot of success in that area as well, but also in my follow-up. And when I talk to people on the phone, I talk to them, and they hear the enthusiasm in my voice. Because if I don't believe in my own products, and if I'm not happy and excited about my own business, who else is going to get happy and excited about it? So I think that's a major plus, too. So I'm just kind of now getting kind of comfortable where I'm kind of relaxed and I'm able to kind of, like, reach out more to people and feel more confident and hear the enthusiasm in my voice. And I'm finding that to attract a lot of people as well as reaching out to others. When I'm out where I used to be afraid, like, what do I say? And, you know, are they going to want it? You know, now I just go up, what's the most they can say, yes or no? You know, my job is I'm wanting to help people get their buying power back, stop paying these high interest rates, stop paying these high premiums. So I have that in mind. to help people impact their lives and to make a difference in their lives in regards to their credit, because it's not going to go anywhere. You can keep bad credit, but it's going to be there, and you're going to suffer for it. You know, you may say, well, it's not bothering me, and I'm not going to bother it. Well, it is bothering you. It's bothering you in a way of you paying these high interest rates and premiums. And so that's my thing. I really want to educate people. You know, as I'm being educated by you all, my upline, Kedrick and Michelle Kofor, Robin Robinson, T. Anthony Money, just numerous people, Danikia Taylor, Toy Jones. I mean, just all of you. I mean, it's just always a learning experience, and I will always remain humble and keep myself open for correction. You know, anyone see me doing anything wrong or you might can improve in this area, I'm always open to it. And that's the way I'm going to remain. And that's how I'm going to get my success in that area.
Wow, that superstar conversation you having right now. You can teach a class. I'm letting you know right now that you consistent. You be consistent with that. I can see you soaring in your business. I'm going to tell you this right now. There is a thing called silent power. And that silent power comes from the high level of belief in God, and then now you can believe in yourself. Do you know that if you have high belief in yourself, that people will begin to believe you, whether you're talking about business, personal, what have you, they just want to do business with you because they know, like, and trust you? I know a lot of people say, I got to have belief in my business, but you need to have belief in yourself. People will automatically start believing you about your business. Silent powers, confidence. Good morning, 718, last 4-4-1-7-7. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Barbara. There's some good stuff this morning. Good morning.
Oh, my God, it is fantastic, as always. You know, the first, when I think about discipline, you know, we're working for ourselves, we're pretty much working solo a lot of times, and as you said earlier, you know, when no one's looking, what are you doing? And sometimes, you know, the day gets away with you, the phone rings, you're getting chatted, you're getting emails. So what I've done is I've made a list, and this is my daily list. I have my DMO so that I can push myself back on track. You know, take a look at, did I get to that? Did I get to that? You know, and of course I prioritize it. And that has helped me immensely to be disciplined. The other thing that you've said to me and you've said on this call is when you're putting out, when you have the confidence in yourself, and you're putting out that kind of energy, it's going to come to you. You're not going to have to fight for it, look for it. It's going to come to you. So this morning I open up an email from a client that, from a potential client that was just looking for my services. And after talking with her, I just knew she was sharp. And I mentioned to her that she could join me. And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'm just putting it out there. It's not for everybody. And I was very cool. And she wrote me, and I'm just going to read one sentence. She says, I've been watching that video over and over and over again, and I continuously vision myself in a very different place within the next 3 years, all with the start and help of you in capital letters with an exclamation. And I read that and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is exactly the kind of person I want to attract. It all comes from being so focused on what it is you want, really being clear, because we will attract what we want. But we have to stay really true to ourselves. We can't get distracted, and we can't allow, you know, there are other people who have a whole different idea of things, and their motive operandi is different than ours. And, you know, life is a smorgasbord. We can take what we want. Mm-hmm. We don't have to take it all.
That's right.
And that's what you've taught me, to be really focused on who, what, where, and how. And
Barbara. OMG, I already knew. I mean, Barbara is one of my coaching clients, and I'm seeing we talked, and it's blossoming like a flower. And you know, now because you are confident, now because you're clear about your servitude, now because you're clear and you're confident, you're not desperate. So you can say, okay, no problem. Everybody know that I'm the okay, no problem, girl. No, okay, no problem. Everything isn't for everybody, but it's there for you. They come back and say, hold on. I wasn't sold to. Somebody is trying to serve me. I'll take that. I need you to know. I'm so proud of you, Barbara. I'm so proud
of you. Thank you, Nicola.
And you already know what's about to happen.
You.
You're moving on. Wow, your events. You're, I'm not surprised. Not one. God bless you. I know we're going to be hearing more from you. Barbara's going to be on here coaching us. Oh, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. Wow. So, guys, listen. You're hearing people saying, this is my journey. I am on it. I'm in it to win it. I'm ready to dig in. I've probably spent a lot of years of my life working but not winning. But I'm determined. I'm ready to be consistent. And I know that that requires discipline. If you have anybody in your life that's putting you back on the right track, go say thank you. Those are not the people you want to run away from. Those are the people you want to run to. Guys, let's go out here and make it happen on today. You guys have a blessed and amazing, but make sure it's productive. Roll out your DMO. You heard. You heard, Barbara. We talked about that. Your daily method of operation, 555. 555. You can use your fingers. You can use your toes. Just count them out. 555. And then now you can have your flexible schedule. Peace, guys.